We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You know, I can't talk over one of my favorite elements of a movie soundtrack ever. Danger Zone is my song. It's my jam. And now that I hear it, not only do I think Top Gun the original, but I think Top Gun Maverick. And producer Jay just said in my ears, I'm due for a Maverick rewatch. That's what happens. I'm telling you, when I went to see Maverick in theaters, and that's how they opened up. Oh, heavens.
Like the best few minutes of my life. That opening. that was epic.
So good, so good. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Saquon Barkley goes from New York to Philadelphia. It's Devin Singletary that replaces him in Giants blue. Interesting. Joe Mixon replaces can we say replaces? Devin Singletary. The Houston Texans give him a three-year deal, or reworked three-year deal, which is great for him. There's so much running back movement. Aaron Jones is now in Minnesota, replaced by Josh Jacobs with the Packers. And the general word on the scene is that Jones and Green Bay were not anywhere close to coming to terms. And when Jacobs became available, they decided to get that deal done instead. That feels cutthroat to me. But as we're sitting here talking about a business, Packers wanted to get this business done. And they decided that they could upgrade, at the very least have the deal done, get a few years younger at that position. But yeah, we might need some cheat sheets, some cliff notes about running backs. When it comes to 2024, it's going to take us some time.
Need some study for my fantasy draft.
Seriously. And quarterbacks as well, though not as many starting quarterbacks. It seems like we've had more movement with backup running backs until we get the rookies in, who in most cases at the top of the draft will be starting. Well, then it feels like we've had a lot of backup QBs move. I guess Sam Darnold could end up starting in Minnesota. He'll compete at least. They're looking for a rookie, though, that they can get ready as quickly as possible. Now, Vikings are a candidate to move up in the draft, but they're going to have some competition to move up in the draft. The Raiders as well are looking to move up. Maybe Denver, although I'm not sure what Denver has to give. Russell Wilson's got it all, and you're still paying him. So it's been intriguing. It's still kind of murky, though. We can talk about where is the balance of power shifted in these divisions. We did that with the NFC South. A lot of you are on the Atlanta bandwagon. I can certainly understand why. But until we actually see it, just as a cautionary tale, how enthusiastic were Denver fans? How enthusiastic were Denver execs and players when Russell Wilson was traded there 2 years ago at this time? And it amounted to a lot of lost money, wasted time, and traded capital. And now they're in purgatory. So you never know until it works out. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta is a big one. Now Russ, obviously, in Pittsburgh. But I tend to like the teams that took care of their own. And I really think Tampa Bay bringing back the two, obviously, big pieces on offense and how excited they are. Constant change in sports equals constant losing. So maybe don't change it all at once. And yet there's so little patience in the NFL that the teams that do stand pat and don't change everything all the time, coaches and quarterbacks and GMs and your offensive line and your top pass rusher all at the same time. And Buffalo keeping their quarterback and their head coach, but changing a lot of stuff around them. So will that be enough to keep them anchored? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. So coming up, we'll get a little more of the QB news and a little more of the running backs. We don't have a segment called Running Back News. RB. the RB room. Oh, the RB room.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. We might be able to improve on that, but the RB room.
I kind of want to go.
To the RB room?
The RB room sounds cool.
Now, do you think people will mistake that for something really super cool musically?
The R&B room.
The R&B room.
It's like a Spotify playlist.
Let's maybe we could cheat a little bit and call it the R&B room. And then it's something. A bit of a play on the initials, and people might get tricked.
The R&B lounge.
People might get triggered. The R&B lounge. Put lounge together with after hours, and I worry about people start calling me the lady of the night. When we had a contest to name the show, now this goes back 11 plus years ago, you would be astounded. The names that people came up with, some of them were unbelievably cringeworthy. And in many cases, I felt like people were genuinely sincere about wanting to call me something along the lines of the lady of the night.
Oh my gosh. That's the name of the show.
Amy Lawrence, the lady of the night.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Right? Let's not.
It's like mysterious, though, but.
Well, that and a few other things.
Yeah, well.
I would be the laughingstock of the entire radio industry. She's the lady of the night.
Not the best name.
No.
Not the best.
Not the image that we're trying to portray. Oh, my goodness. Daniel's listening in Georgia. Daniel, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening? How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, so I wanted to get your opinion on, you know, what's going on with the Falcons right now and, you know, the signing with Kurt and, you know, some of the moves we've made with, you know, some of the pieces that have come in offensively and, you know, basically – I don't know. A lot of people are up and down with this decision on taking Kirk in, but
really,
I mean, I think the contract's good. You know, we front loaded it and, you know, gave him the money up front and gives us some, you know, wiggle room at the back end of it and all that stuff. And I, you know, honestly, like between that and like Fields and all that stuff, I mean, I think it was one of the best decisions we could have done. I just kind of wanted to hear, you know, your opinion on it.
Okay, before I give you my opinion, if not Kirk Cousins, then you're saying people wanted Justin Fields?
Bad.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, real bad.
Okay.
I mean, he's an Atlanta kid. And,
right.
You know, the culture in Atlanta, you know, ever since Vic left, all that stuff. I mean, I feel like Matt Ryan never got the, you know, appreciation he probably should have gotten. And, you know, people are always looking for that next, you know, quarterback that can move out of the pocket and, you know, bring some excitement, I guess, in his game. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm looking for, you know, football IQ and a guy that can sit there pre-snap, break down a defense and, you know, kind of know what he's getting himself into before the ball's even snapped to him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I think about the exciting part. You know what's exciting is winning. And I dare say Absolutely. That Falcons fans will take their stick figure for their quarterback if it means he can win. So I wouldn't worry about that as long as this is a deal that results in them winning. So this is not a perfect example, but I do want to call to mind the San Francisco 49ers who put Brock Purdy in there. Now, he can move a little bit. He can run. He can escape. But his primary job is to give the ball to his weapons, right? His primary right. job is not to make plays with his legs. His primary job is to be accurate and deliver the football to the peeps who are waiting for it because he's got some major playmakers. And I don't need to name them. Everybody knows who they are. Well, in Atlanta, Bijan Robinson and some of the others that I love Bijan. Let him do the running, right? That's why you brought him in is because he's really good at running. I'm not a huge believer that you have to have a quarterback who can take off and run. Now, do you want him to be able to elude pressure? Do you want him to be able to run a bootleg? Do you want him to be able to sidestep a pass rusher who's coming straight at him? Sure, but that's a lot of instinct sometimes. It's not as though Kirk Cousins is stuck in the mud. He'll be able to move around enough. His ceiling is lower than, say, a Justin Fields, but it's also a lower risk with Kirk Cousins. So lower risk, lower reward. Justin can be a wild ride. I mean, he can certainly look like a Michael Vick at times, and he can take off and he can break down a defense. But is that sustainable long term or even through the next 3 years, which is likely when they'll have Kirk Cousins? But also you have weapons to do that. You don't need Kirk Cousins to be a one-man band. The idea is for Kirk to deliver the football. He will throw the football. We know that he had a great connection with Justin Jefferson in Minnesota. He's had really good numbers the last couple years. I don't know why there is a need to reinvent the quarterback wheel. Just get a quarterback in there who can deliver the football and who's smart, as you point out, and who also is a veteran. So you're not starting from scratch because rookie quarterbacks give and then they take it the way. The jury's still out on Justin Fields. He can do a lot of really things really well because he's an athlete. But in terms of his throwing and, you know, picking the right spot and reading the defense, as you point out, he's just not there yet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's kind of how I felt about it the whole time. And, like, when we were, like, talking about getting to the talks with Cousins and all that stuff, you know, that was exciting to me because, again, you look at, you know, what we're dealing with right now in Atlanta and, you know, our skill position on the offensive side, I think the average age is 23 or 24 mm-hmm. years old.
Right.
So you're looking at a 35, 36-year-old guy that's coming in that knows so much about, you know, the game itself. And again, just being able to break down pre-snap looks and being able to, you know, talk to these guys and tell them, you know, this is what you need to do to get open. This is where do you want the ball? I'll put it where you want it, you know, or how this play should work based on the way what we're trying to, you know, look for. And with him coming from, you know, a McVay offense already, and then now with our new, you know, additions with the coaching staff being, you know, McVay tree again, I think that it's going to be a really good transition for him as well.
Mm. I mean, I know that, as you point out, their weapons are pretty young. Drake London, he's a star. They just traded for Rondale Moore, more of a volume guy, but over 3 years did some pretty impressive things with the Cardinals, and that's considering how bad their quarterback position was at times.
Right.
Kyle Pitts, I actually was joking with Jay on our last show that instead of whatever he asked for Kirk Cousins to give up the number 8, he should have asked for on the DL at least 4 guaranteed targets per game.
And that, I think that's actually what he did say. He was like, you know, on the lowdown, like, just get me the ball, you know?
Right. So there are, and Ray McLeod, again, not a star there, but a guy who can catch the ball, who can fill and plug holes. I think
and
that they
special teams, of course.
With the returner.
You know.
Yep. I think it'll be interesting to see them on the field. But as you point out, they need a leader. They need a guy who's been around. Now, people can point to Kirk Cousins' playoff experience, and it's not anything to get all excited about. But at the same time, he's in his mid-30s, and he's pretty much seen everything there is to see on a football field. And he's tougher than you could ever need. He takes a hit and he just gets up and he keeps working, and he obviously works his tail off. So those are all things that I think are real valuable.
And I think, you know, with Matt Ryan, too, that was one of the things that, you know, before the Shanahan run and all that stuff, going to the Super Bowl, you know, that one of the knocks was that he couldn't win in the, you know, playoffs either. But, you know, with that, obviously the right system, you saw what happened, MVP, all that stuff. And, you know, I'm not expecting the same thing out of Cousins, but, you know, Darnell Mooney, for instance, you know, he had 81 catches and like 1,000 yards his second year, I think. And, you know, that's a guy that is just, you know, he's been dealing with what he's had in Chicago for, you know, a couple of years and all that. But, I mean, he's a sub 4.4 guy, can stretch the field a little bit. And, like, when you start talking about all these pieces that we're adding, it really is going to be interesting to see, like, you know, how we utilize these guys.
Mm, I am very interested in it. It's crazy that it's only mid-March and we have such a long time before we actually see how it plays out. But it
really
does
make exciting part of NFL right now, for sure.
Yes, it is. All right, Daniel, good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Let's talk to Dave, who's in Arkansas. Dave, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Amy. I wanted to get your feedback on the Jameis Flacco switch that they made there. That I was under the impression that the Cleveland Browns did a really good job in pulling Flacco off the couch and that to get to the comeback player of the year. And that, you know, for a guy that doesn't even know their system, even though he threw a couple of interceptions at the end, all in all, he did an exemplary job, you know, for what he had. He did a great job. He's also one of the best long ball throwers. They were getting some really long, a lot of yardage, a lot of long balls thrown to the receivers. And I was wondering why, when you don't know if Deshaun Watson is going, you don't know what about Deshaun Watson. Is he going to stay healthy the whole year? Why you wouldn't go ahead and feel lucky enough to have a Flacco as a backup and maybe pay him a little bit more money, keep him. And then also, why would you want to maybe risk bringing in Jameis Winston, who, when he left New Orleans under really strange circumstances, why would you want to risk the chemistry problem there?
Yeah, he's a little bit odd, that's for sure. But at the same time, the way it was explained to me is that they had to amend the system. So the offensive system, I know it's a new offensive coordinator, but they had to change things when Flacco took over because he and Deshaun Watson have completely different skill sets. And the offense was set up for Deshaun Watson. And so the idea behind bringing in Jameis, and yes, you're taking a bit of a flyer. However, I don't know that you catch lightning in a bottle twice. If they use five different quarterbacks again next season, do they still end up in the playoffs? I mean, if they lose Nick Chubb again. So we'll see what happens. You don't want to have your backup quarterback on the field. But if you do, the idea was they don't have to change the offense for Jameis. Jameis' skill set is a little more like Deshaun Watson. And so, again, this is how it was explained to me from our Cleveland insider. To bring in Joe Flacco meant that you had to have two offenses as opposed to just one, and they want that transition if they need it. They hope they don't, but if they need it to be a little more seamless.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Dave. Thanks so much for calling from Arkansas. A Browns fan in Arkansas, I like it. You're everywhere, Browns fans. Dog pound, you're everywhere. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We still have so much to get to, and we're almost to the final 90 minutes of the show. But straight ahead, we have a special guest in studio. He's been here before, and he's got a special skill set that I do not have, and also has helped us, Jay, to figure out that we could, in fact, be on Cameo. Remember, we investigated this not that long ago. Well, apparently we were wrong about Cameo, and we'll explain coming up. I don't know if I want to be on Cameo, but if it's an option, maybe you should investigate it.
Nice to have options.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Day two. We're getting ready for you.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I am really concerned for Jake Paul. Really concerned for Jake Paul. Watching the Mike Tyson sparring videos, and I get it. They put together the best of his practice session. He's going to get killed in boxing, in a boxing respect. So on the first training video was on Wednesday, day one, and the fun has just begun. And now it's day two. I need to hear it again.
Day two. We're getting ready for you.
OMG.
That sound, those punches.
I'm sure. Oh, and the way he stares at the phone when he says, and pointing, day two, I'm getting ready for you.
Day two, we're getting ready for you.
Looks so menacing. He actually knocked the glove off his sparring partner.
He almost injured him.
No. No, Jake Paul, don't do it. Don't do it. Run for the hills immediately.
Remember I said I'd take a punch from Tyson?
Yeah, you lied. You would not. You're rescinding that.
I'm watching these videos. I'm getting a little more cautious.
Oh, my God. He knocked the glove off his sparring partner. It's like juking someone out of their jock strap. It's just left there on the floor.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
Oh, my. He hit so hard he knocked the glove. All right. I'm nervous for Jake Paul.
Old guy. That word don't even exist.
Old guy. Yeah, it doesn't if you look at Mike Tyson. You wouldn't know the dude's 58. You would not know.
Jake Paul's got to be a little more scared after seeing these training videos, no? I mean, we don't see what Jake Paul is doing. I haven't seen his training videos, but no. They're not Tyson's.
Do you think anybody's searching for Jake Paul training videos?
No.
No.
But he should drop one now in like a retort just to... I mean, that's 2 days in a row. Tyson has shown put out these videos of him absolutely destroying his trainers and these bags. Jake Paul's got to do something.
Yeah. Oh, day two. I'm ready for you. I'm getting ready for you.
Day two. We're getting ready for you.
Oh. They must have the sparring partner's gloves mic'd up.
I hope so.
It's like having the pylon cam.
That's Jake Paul's face.
Oh, no. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Jay will retweet that from our show account, After Hours CBS, if you haven't said it or seen it or said it yourself. I'm nervous for him. But that's not what we're going to spend the rest of this segment on before we get to the update at the bottom of the hour. Some of you may remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about a student of mine at Syracuse from last spring. So I guess we could call him former student of mine. And I told you that he all had sent me an email with the link to a portion of his show because he does a radio show at Syracuse. And brilliantly, I think this is a brilliant move, Jacob had decided he would fork over the $10 to reach out to Brian Cashman, the GM of the Yankees, to ask him a question about the team in the hopes that he might get a response. Now, we didn't know a whole lot about Cameo at the time. We thought it was for famous people who would record birthday videos, which I suppose it is. But this was a revelation for me because I had no idea you could fork over $10 and DM someone who's on Cameo in the hopes that you would get a response. So then we started thinking about what if we joined Cameo? Well, our crack research staff, Jay, went ahead and looked and decided it was only for famous people, that you couldn't get on it if you weren't uber famous with a million followers or 50,000 friends or something along those lines. Well, apparently that is not the case. And since we are not cool, we now have Jacob in studio to set us straight. So, Jacob, first of all, how many times have you reached out to Brian Cashman on Cameo?
I think we're at like 3 or 4.
Wait, hold on. Producer Jay's going to turn your mic on. Oh, you have to turn your mic on over there. There you go.
I think we're at 3 or 4.
3 or 4. And how many responses?
Every time except one, which I asked him for an interview, which was the most recent time. So
conveniently, he just didn't see that one. But he didn't deny. He just didn't respond.
No, but he saw it. So it was acknowledged. So I've been denied an interview by Brian Cashman.
Now, that's a feature of Cameo that I think is a little bit like iPhone, where you can tell that someone has read
the message. Receipt.
Okay. Gotcha. See, that's one of the reasons I love having a Galaxy, is that when I communicate with iPhones, they have no idea whether or not I've seen the text.
I turn mine off.
Or haven't seen the text. Oh, you can do that. You can turn off the read receipt. All right. So Jacob here in studio decided that he would go ahead, because I said to him, well, we bandied about the idea of setting up our own Cameo account just to see what might happen. And we were kind of stopped in our tracks because it's only for famous people. Not that Jacob isn't famous. He's more famous now. But you actually just went through the process of setting up your own Cameo account. So what did it require?
So I put my name, phone number, email.
Real name or pseudonym?
My real name.
Okay. Real name, Jacob.
And it was pretty simple. A picture of my license, of my driver's license, ID. You could do a couple of ID options. I'm in Cameo, so $5 for a video.
Wait, you can pay Jacob $5.
$5. So I'm doing birthday videos, shout outs now, I guess. I'm going to do anniversaries, of course, weddings.
What would be your specialty?
Specialties.
Any Yankees fan.
Any Yankees fan that's my target audience. And if you want to DM me, it's free.
Oh, it's free to DM him.
So I can.
So how does Cameo make money off you then?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out once someone pays $5 to get me.
Just for fun. I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it anonymously and fork over $5 so that my former student, Jacob, feels as though his Cameo is not a waste of time.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Maybe your mom will.
Yeah, I doubt it.
What were the requirements to set up the account?
Nothing like... just a social media, your following. So I said less than 10,000. My Twitter username.
Oh, you set up how many? Well, so maybe that determines what filters. People have to pay. Okay.
Well, I don't think you have to pay. I think they just take from you. They take like a percent of
your cut.
Yes, of your cut.
I should never use the word cut. I have no cut. Okay.
But so right now I'm on Cameo. It just worked like it was that. Took me 5 minutes and. I guess if I'm on it, anyone could be on it.
Well,
if you have
setting the bar very high. If I'm on it, I guess anybody could be on it. Jay, we might need to investigate this. I think this might be fun. Sometimes the show gets stale. We feel like it's the same old day after day. Maybe it might be time to spice up our show and add Cameo.
So how would that work? We'd set it up for... You and then
I think me? People much prefer you. If people have to choose which way to cast their loyalties on After Hours, it would be with producer Jay.
Debatable, but regardless. So then, if someone paid for the video, then what do we get to keep that? I don't understand. Like,
well, so to join as a talent, it was your legal name, display name, username, email, birthday, phone number, country. Where's your largest following? So that could be Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or YouTube.
Gotcha.
Which you would then say your handle and then your largest following. So what is your following? So there's just a couple of drop down to pick. And that was really it. So I believe once you get a video, it's theirs to keep. Like for your birthday.
Ah.
So
it's not your property. It's their property.
I don't know if you get to keep it. I guess I'm testing it out, I guess. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think you need to try to DM him and see what happens, Jay.
Yeah.
So I'll set up an account.
I'm just on camera. I can't believe it.
You made it, Jacob.
I've made it. And I said, well, I should add this too. In my anything else we should know about you, I said sports radio host. Even though I'm not sure if I did a thing, but it took 2 minutes to work. So, and that's not a lie. I guess I'm a sports radio host in Syracuse.
You are a budding talent as a sports radio host.
So something there, and I'm just on Cameo. So
I cannot wait for you to share this with your audience.
Oh, I cannot wait.
He's on spring break right now, so he's heading back to campus on Saturday.
They're going to be thrilled to hear this huge announcement I have.
That's right. You need to put up one of those posts on social that starts the same way. We're excited and happy to announce. Excited to announce. I'm so blessed and happy and excited to announce.
Well, now I think what people have is they have like an intro video to their profile. So now I have to make an intro video saying, hey guys, I'll do this. So I have to get my audience.
Get into character.
A channel trailer.
Exactly.
Channel trailer. I like it. Or a movie trailer.
Yeah. Similar.
Well, so here's the thing. If Jacob could sign up for Cameo and doesn't have quite as many followers as we do someday. You can have all of mine if you like, except that they really enjoy my stories about dogs and grandmothers, and so you'd have to talk about that a lot.
You'll probably get porn bots soon.
Oh, very soon. I wonder if there are porn bots on Cameo.
If there aren't, there will
be. Do porn bots request videos, or do they just DM you? I don't think porn bots can pay for videos, so at least you're safe there.
I mean, I'll take their money, but no.
But that's the thing, is you don't get to keep the money. I think Cameo gets the money.
Well, they can't get all of it.
Let's look at the fee here. Let's see what.
But I'm sure like the company would like a chunk.
The company does get a chunk. I'm sure. Jacob tells me there's no fee to join. You don't have to invest in Cameo to become a Cameo.
Oh, I meant our company, not Cameo.
Our company's not going to know. Well, our company doesn't even know we have a show, for heaven's sakes. CBS Sports Radio, the lady of the night. I could change the name of the show and they would have no idea.
Be the lady of the night on Cameo.
No, absolutely not. That is barking up the wrong tree in the middle of the night. Anyway, this is intriguing to me. I feel like I need some new spice in our social media experience. We do have a YouTube channel. By the way, there will be a new video up by Friday afternoon. But maybe this. Maybe it's time. Jay, what do you think?
What would you want?
People love our videos on social.
Sure, I think it's fun.
You're the one who does the videos mostly.
I think it's fun. A fun idea. What would you want to be like the specialty? Like birthday shout outs or?
Oh, yes. I'm going to sing happy birthday.
Sing?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't say that, but that sounds great.
Instead of doing what if we moved Ask Amy Anything to Cameo?
To Cameo?
That's mean, though. We don't want people to pay for Asking Amy Anything.
Someone's got a really specific question
portentous.
That they have to get out to you.
Portentous. But I would absolutely do, what do we call them? Shout-outs. I'm not that cool. Shout-outs, birthday vids, weddings, anniversaries.
Holidays.
Oh, absolutely. Holidays. I'll sing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. That is my favorite Christmas song,
video.
By the way. That's got to be a $25 cameo.
So someone from Barstool, he does the fantasy draft orders. So you send him your teams and he shakes it up and then he does your draft.
Wow.
So people do draft orders.
Fun.
So that's what they do.
I suppose I would do pretty much any type of video not any type of video. This is not fans only. We're not doing that
only
type of
fans.
Video. Oh, sorry. Wait, why do you know that, Jay?
I exist on the internet. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I had the two words right, at least. Give me credit for that.
Yeah. I don't know what fans only is. I don't think I want to, but I'm not searching it.
Right. This is not only fans. It's not that kind of video. It would be greetings and salutations and best wishes and definitely Christmas messages with our favorite Christmas songs.
I think it's on to something.
I feel like we have a blast doing this. Okay. Jacob, that's awesome. Jacob's cracked the case for us. He's cracked the mystery.
Can you set up
our
account?
I mean, you should have the...
Did he just say cha-ching? Like, he thinks we're going to pay him to set up our video?
Well, you guys could be making a lot of money. This could be a big...
All right. I've decided to retire from radio because I'm making millions on Cameo.
Yeah, one video.
Could you imagine?
Salary.
Isn't there somebody, we talked about this, who became a millionaire on Cameo? I'm pretty sure there is.
Yeah,
there are millionaires just via Cameo. Jay, if that happens, I'm out.
We're going to Montana.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I'm focused on every single member of the PGA Tour. I'm focused on the Players' Championship this week. I'm focused on the great season that we have ahead. And we've made, Adam, tremendous progress with the SSG agreement that we have, putting ourselves in a position to invest back in our tour, invest back in our fans. And I'm going to focus on the things that I control. And we are as an organization, we are as a leadership team, and we are as a board. So that's what I'm focused on.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yawn. Right now, a whole lot of what Jay Monahan says has got to be grating to members of the PGA Tour. Now, there are some who would back him. I think Rory McIlroy is one who is trying to do the right thing here. Doesn't love the way the LIV merger was dropped on them like a, dropped on them like a bombshell without any real heads up. He may have known a few hours before, but for the most part, it's an uncertain time for golfers. What they do is get out there and go about their business on tournament weekends. And that seems to be when most of this drama dies down, but then it is fired back up again in between tournaments. And anytime you get this group of golfers with a large media contingent, then these questions are flaring up again. And so after the first round of the Players, it was nice that there was a different controversy that they could focus on and not have to worry about conversations about the merger and LIV. Because no, there was something else that happened that grabbed everyone's attention. Look over here, the shiny object over here. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you didn't see this, I don't want to get into all the technical elements of it, only to say that Rory McIlroy was playing with Victor Hovland and Jordan Spieth. And there was a ball that may or may not have been out of bounds. Now, it did go into the water, but based on how it got into the water, again, I'm trying not to get too technical, based on where it bounces, if it's above the red hazard line or if it bounces below the red hazard line, you either have to take a drop or you get relief. Okay, so for those of you who are golfers, it's an OB conversation. Rory McIlroy was adamant that his ball hit above the red line and that if it does, he doesn't have to take a drop. Okay, so if he does have a ball, and if he can prove it, right, that it hits above the hazard line, well, then you get relief. His playing partners, Victor and Jordan, well, they weren't on board with that. And apparently there was a really tense, now we weren't there, but cameras captured it. You can see it. There's video going and there's photos. Their conversation lasts about 10 minutes. Ultimately, Rory ends up dropping a shot, right? So he has to take a drop. He doesn't, quote unquote, win the argument. But yeah, for about 10 minutes, these guys are out there in a heated discussion. No blows. Don't worry about that. But I wondered about Jordan. Remember Jordan Spieth, I don't think it was last week, it was the week before, where he ended up signing, remember he got disqualified because he signed the wrong scorecard? So maybe it's more top of mind for Jordan Spieth because he just went through a situation where he didn't have the right number of strokes on his card, signed it and got DQ'd. And so maybe, I don't know, the rules top of mind for him, or the idea that Rory might get a shot that he didn't earn, that type of thing. But Rory swears no hard feelings.
I think Jordan was just trying to make sure that I was doing the right thing. I mean, I was pretty sure that my ball had crossed where I was sort of dropping it. And it's so hard, right? Because there was no TV evidence. I was adamant. But, you know, I think, again, Hinkie was just trying to make sure that I was going to do the right thing. And, if anything, I was being conservative with it. I think at the end of the day, we're all trying to, you know, protect ourselves, protect the field as well. So I wouldn't say it was needless. I think he was just trying to make sure that what happened was the right thing.
Golf is a different sport because you are expected to police yourself, so to speak. Not that there aren't monitors around, not that there aren't cameras watching everything, but when you fill out your scorecard, even though you do have playing partners, you're responsible for what's on that scorecard. And in this case, Jordan had just gone through it, and so they're talking about where he has to drop and whether or not he has to move much farther back, or does he get relief because the ball bounced above that red line, la, 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 la. And so they stop everything for this intense discussion, and ultimately Rory ends up having a couple of different balls going to the water. And so he had a really good round in terms of birdies, but he also ends up having two balls that go into the drink. I like to call it that, into the drink, speaking of St. Patrick's Day. I don't know why a reporter would bring up Caleb Williams at the Players' Championship. This is taking in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, but it produced a funny exchange with Rory.
Caleb Williams, never played golf before, probably be the number one pick in the NFL draft, and he wanted to follow your group.
Thank you for telling me what sport he played. it's really cool.
No idea who Caleb Williams is, but apparently Caleb was following along behind them in Florida. So he must be training in Florida, or maybe he's just there for the players, but it seems like he's got a lot going on to get ready for the draft. So yeah, wanted to follow their group. McIlroy, obviously one of the most popular players on the PGA Tour, and did finish with a 7-under 65. But consider how much better it could have been if he didn't hit two tee shots into the water and then go through this whole controversy about the first one. So yeah, it was a day in which, at least for that round, we didn't have to talk about Liv or the merger.
Hit Liv.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Though Rory has come to the defense of Jay Monahan and believes that right now they have the best leadership in place.
You look at what Jay's done since he took over. You know, the media rights deal, navigating us through COVID, the strategic alliance with the DP World Tour. I would say, creating PGA Tour Enterprises, that we were just able to accept $1.5 billion into the business. I mean, people can nitpick and they can say didn't do this right or didn't do that right, but if you actually step back and you look at the bigger picture, I think the PGA Tour is in a far stronger position now than it was before Jay took over.
But I hate Liv. He was rooting for Liv to collapse.
Like, I hate Liv.
Now he just wants everybody to be able to play all the big events together. He misses his friends. Meanwhile, John Rahm's trying to recruit Tiger and can't get an answer to his text message. I like it. Go out there, create a controversy over some shot during your opening round. Then you take all of the attention off of what's happening with Liv and the lack of a merger, and the Masters is coming up and John Rahm's going to be there. But it doesn't matter, because the second these guys show up for the Masters, that's the story yet again to start. Now, once the Masters begins, the tournament takes center stage. Convenient little controversy there. Just kidding.
You purposely put in the drink?
Nah, but could you imagine how much better he would have scored had he not put two in the water? I mean, that's kind of like me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today. All right.